toward sustainability.
Let's talk trash. Auroville, the lowdown on litter. Something is coming. Litter-free Auroville. These slogans, everyone has catched them on the big banners present around Auroville. Well, time to break the mystery has come. Auroville is doing bad, very bad, at the level of solid waste. Action is needed. And this is the goal of the NGO Soma Waste Management, along with the Eco Service, which deals with Auroville waste, organizing a big campaign on the 29th of January to bring awareness and to get things changed. This is no longer a surprise. This day is supposed to be big as the issue. But before getting to it, let's hear Gillian from the Eco Service present her organization and the actual situation of Auroville toward waste.
Well, the work of Eco Service has always been to try to manage all the solid waste stream generated in Auroville, which is still to be done. Not everyone participates in Eco Service. It was started, I guess, around beginning of the 90s by Stefano, and it was done in a very sort of spontaneous and naive way. So it's developed a lot of since then, but more recently it's been through many different phases. So it's become more structured and more organized with each phase. So the current phase only started about 6 or 8 months ago. So up until then it was managed in a very light way, let's say. It wasn't really dealing with the situation as it should be. The people running it were doing their best, but it just needed to move into something much more organized and structured, which is what we've recently put this together.
Eco Service manages the waste of 60% of the community, but with really little means.
Well, the present organization and setup is we have a small vehicle. We have at present 3 people go out on that vehicle. They visit all the communities that have signed up to Eco Service. Some we visit on a scheduled basis, like the larger places that generate a lot of garbage, like Portus, Solar Kitchen, Matramandir, Town Hall, big public places. So we keep them as a scheduled thing so things don't fall into total chaos, because there's so many... it's actually too big a job for the infrastructure we have. So it's all, you know, sort of all done in a very... desperate thing, in a way, you know.
As its name indicates, Eco Service is a service, and the Aurovillians who subscribe to it use it in such different ways.
No, they actually pay for what we collect. So we have a certain size sack that we collect the waste in, and that is, we've tried to entice people to segregate, so it's much more expensive to give unsegregated waste. So for an unsegregated sack, it's like 60 rupees. It's like a rice sack or something. And it's 30 for segregated. So when people actually separate the waste, it's half the price. Even so, we find that people really don't seem to be ready to do that very much. General, out of 100 communities or 100 collection points, there might be 4 that are showing signs of real commitment to what has to be done.
In fact, such a behavior can be shocking in Auroville, the sustainable city, and according to Gillian, it is.
The community have no idea what we do. They know we come to their community and take garbage away. But they have no one's had a real picture of what that means, where it goes and how it's processed, which is quite stunning for me. People who are coming to live in a place like Oroville are not actually completely committed to dealing with solid waste management on a community level, which is shocking in a way. One would have thought there'd be some kind of sensitized consciousness and that would be just naturally interested in making that work. But we don't find that, which is, we're still surprised, but well, it's quite surprising how absent a lot of these things one would expect here in people. How actually, so I feel as in maybe in their own country where things are set up and things are obvious, they have the government has put the garbage bins in the different colors with labels on them outside the house. The garbage collector comes, they pay, it's all set up so people don't question. They just sort of respond. Whereas there's something that happens here in India, Oroville, India, that the whole thing just collapses.
As a matter of fact, EcoService has 5 or 6 women who sort garbage by their hands, segregating each small piece apart to make sure that a maximum gonna be recycled.
What we're doing now, I think, is kind of ridiculous, thing is, we're doing what we can given the circumstances. People sitting there sorting waste out is a real thing. It's a transient thing. No one in the world is asking people to handle their waste like that, but Oroville is different, and we're micromanaging the thing because human beings are actually sorting this stuff by hand, and that's how we're doing it. And what happens is, doing it this way, the earlier, the earlier